On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Wherever you're listening from today, wherever in the world, I'm so grateful you're here. You might be listening on 1150 AM KKNW here in the Seattle area, anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio, or after the fact on one of the, I think it's 90 stations this ends up at, or on ChristineUpchurch.com in the archives. But wherever and whenever you're listening from today, we're going to be talking about something very important about what's going on in the world and getting a big picture perspective and getting some good ideas about what we can do with our part to make this a better world. But before I get into who our guest is today, I want to say hello to Mr. Benny Mathers, who does his technological magic so you can hear these conversations. Good morning, Benny.
Hi there, or good day, depending on where you are.
Absolutely.
And I think you, my friend, are doing that very same thing. You're making a change in the world for others, too.
Well, thank you. I'm showing up, you know. Every day I show up.
I showed up. That's a start.
And really, it's really what we have to do. You know, it's like we sort of follow the path that is that path of mm-hmm. soul mm-hmm. and then keep showing up.
There you go.
Yeah. And speaking of around the world, you know, recently we were talking about how, you know, if there came a time that over 100 different countries, people from 100 different countries had accessed the archives on my website, mm-hmm. that it would be a time of celebration. Well, I actually got around to counting last night. 115
nice.
Countries. Yes.
Very cool.
Yes. So this is an international show, and I'm so grateful wherever you live in this world that you are including the show as a part of your educational, inspirational, transformational process.
If you have another Sunday that allows a few hours or something like that, and which I know you're crazy busy, to plot those and see. Or can you do that already?
I think that...
it's already been done?
I've got a...
You'll have your people work on it?
No.
I'll have my people work on it.
No, actually, it's... I can probably create a map of at least the last 3 months.
Oh, yeah, they could be cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And if there are dots all over the place and a mm-hmm. whole lot of dots in the U.S. and Canada, but elsewhere as well. I'm so pleased to have our guest today. It's Michelle Caron. And I first learned about her when I was at Lee Carroll Cryon Seminar here in Seattle in December. And I have to tell you, when she got up on stage and started talking about, from an astrological perspective, what's going on in the world, I was fascinated. I knew we had to have her on the show. So I want to just give you a little idea of who she is and what she does. Michelle Caron is a psychic medium. She has a clientele in over 57 countries. Talk about lots of countries. And 5 continents. Her readings are in-depth, unique, and precise. She uses a combination of various things, including astrology, tarot cards, numerology. And she's also got deep psychic abilities. And she's trained as a shaman, and she is both self-taught with astrology, but also she enrolled at the Faculty of Astrological Studies in London to earn her diploma. So she's got both the personal path and the educational path as well. And she's an author. In 2008, she wrote a book that was revolutionary called Astrology for Enlightenment. And she also authored 6 other books in French, Finnish, and English before that about astrology, living food nutrition, yoga, and spiritual novels. She's a global citizen, and she's lived in France, Switzerland, Finland, England, Canada, Colombia, Peru, and here in the United States. And when she's not traveling the world, she spends time between L.A. and Helsinki, Finland, with her master cat, Raphael. And I, as a cat owner myself, I'm really excited to hear about that, too. I'd like to welcome to our show today, Michelle Caron. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Christine. Thank you for having me.
I'm so pleased you're here. And, you know, as I said in the introduction, when I was at the Cryon workshop, and you started talking about the astrology of what's going on in the world, it helped put pieces together for me in a new way. And so first of all, I want you to just take a step back and give us an idea of why we should be looking at the big picture perspective about the chaos in our world.
Well, because indeed it looks very chaotic when we just switch on the news or read the newspapers.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like everything has not, you know, everybody has gone mad and there's not much meaning anywhere. But really it is, you know, there is the plan, there is the meaning, there's a deeper sense to what is going on. And mm-hmm. astrologically and completely regardless of any politics or anything like that, because I'm really not interested in any of that, there are some cycles, some cosmic cycles that we go through as humanity, and that really are pointing us to new directions. So everything is about evolution, sometimes revolution, mm-hmm. but always for hopefully a movement forward. And and for example, one that's really important right now, I mean, this year we are in the year of the Earth Dog in Chinese astrology until February of next year, 2019. And that's an interesting year where there is much more concern over issues regarding security, safety mm-hmm. in general. There's also much bigger concerns over communication and dialogue, and there is a need to bring more peace in the world, you know, from individuals. And it's also a time where we're becoming also very concerned with issues regarding, you know, ecology and how to re-actualize maybe, you know, ways to harness the natural resources of the earth that maybe have fallen by the wayside or mm-hmm. that we didn't really, we forgot about. And it's also a time of re-emergence of old philosophers that could be republished this year, where there's also, where we understand how they were modern before their times and they had wisdom and sharing knowledge that we need today to write elegantly the changes that seem crazy mm-hmm. In the world. But it is also also a time where there's new authors emerging and new authors who are very concerned with practical, you know, shifts that are happening and helping through their books or through even novels, people live more consciously and more with more understanding of what is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one amazing cycle that starts actually, that started already in May of 2018, but is really going to be there in March of 2019, and that is going to last until you know, May, June of 2026. And this should start to shift enormously the way we consider money and how we deal with money. So it could bring to the surface some corruptions in the banking system. It could bring to the surface, you know, an understanding of how maybe we waste or scatter money, that maybe we can live with less or we can have a more simple life
uh-huh.
and without denying ourselves the luxuries of modern life, of course.
Right.
But, you know, starting to look at also other ways of dealing with money, you know, like in France, there's this amazing thing. They you know, people get together in the parking lot and they sell to each other the stuff they don't need in their house. So mm-hmm. it's like a sort of communal garage sale, if you uh-huh. want. But it's fun because it's just, you know, everybody has a great time and everybody sells what they don't need and it can be a treasure for someone else, and everybody makes a little money. Those who sell, those who buy, they buy with, you know, for very cheap, and it can be things that are brand new. So it's really this idea of trading, of exchanging, mm-hmm. of recirculating things And in the end, that is a model that's becoming more and more widespread because it's also an understanding of how we can deal with money differently.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
also understanding that money doesn't necessarily come from a person or from a job. It comes directly from the divine.
Yes.
And it's how we think in terms of abundance that we are able also to open the floodgates of abundance in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And ideas, you know, it's also a time where innovations, ideas, you know, I mean, there's so many crazy ideas that have popped up all over the internet. People just having an idea that solves the problem that people had. Like, for example, Uber, that's a great example of
what's that?
People, you know, helping people, basically, or Airbnb, people
uh-huh.
helping people.
Yes.
And everybody makes money and everybody's happy,
right.
you know, and
yeah.
that's really a sign of the times, a sign of the shifts that are happening now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is reflected cosmically by this cycle we are in right now. And that's only one of many.
You know, I find it interesting that that the cycle relates to money, because one of the things that I have started to teach is about money as a sacred exchange. That like, if we can actually love and respect money, what money represents, the time, the energy, the divine inspiration, the natural talents, the natural resources of our planet, if we actually love that and we're in a positive relationship with that, then we will be in integrity with it, which is, of course, would make certain things kind of fall away if we're actually in integrity with what money represents. And you're saying that this could come soon.
Absolutely. And another important cycle that's going on right now and started in October of 2017 and is going to be there until November of 2018, well, it's integrity with regard to sexuality and understanding our responsibility when it comes to sexuality. And guess what? That's exactly when we started hearing about the Me Too movement and all these people who had been abusing others, you know, started being pointed at and put in jail and trials and all of that, because it's really a time where there needs to be integrity with regard to how women are treated, with regard to sexuality in general, and also with safety for girls, for young girls, and having the power to speak up and to not become enslaved. And that's also the time where we started talking more about, you know, in the news of the slavery of women, the sex trades,
yes,
I mean, all these horrible things that are going on in the world right now. And this is all related to that specific cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And it all has to do cosmically with now it's time to clean our act. Now it's time to become aware that these are horrible realities that many people unfortunately live.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time to speak up against that.
Yeah, this is fascinating. We have to go to a quick break, but stay tuned for more with Michelle Caron.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, Michelle, I'm fascinated by the astrological perspective of what is going on. But I also know that in addition to astrology, you also are trained as a shaman. Now, you know, shamanism is very ancient. I'd love to have you sort of define what it is. But I'm also very curious about why you would combine something like that with astrology.
Well, it wasn't necessarily a conscious choice. It's just something that developed very naturally in my life. When I was 14, I wanted to be an astrologer, but I always had this understanding of shamanism because I was born in Finland, which is a very shamanic country, and the epic story of the Finns is the Kalevala, which is a very, you know, shamanic story. And even though we lived all over the planet, my father always brought us back to Finland for the summer, every summer, no matter where we lived in the world. we would camp by the lakes and live in the forest and pick up blueberries and, you know, live the very, go to the sauna and live a very simple life during the summer. Uh-huh. And there was always this love of nature and this paying attention to animals and paying attention to trees and understanding the magic of trees. So it's very, and then much later I got initiated by the Keros who are supposedly the descendants of the Incas in Peru and who have kept their traditions alive for over 500 years in the glaciers after the conquistadores came, and they just retreated there. And they stayed there in seclusion until 1954, when Don Manuel Quispe had a dream and he realized that if he didn't come down and started initiating little brother, little sister, mm-hmm. then there would be, the world would go to oblivion pretty much.
Oh, wow.
And so I was blessed to be initiated after a head-on collision in the jungle. I was going to Peru just for a week with a friend of mine uh-huh. who knew Peru very well, and we ended up staying 3 months because he had broken ribs and everything.
Oh, dear.
And that's when the Keros started coming in my life and doing ceremonies and showing up at my hotel every day and bringing me places. And I mean, it all started like that. And it was such a change of scenery, but it was like destiny unfolding because I had always been fascinated by shamanic books and shamanic stories. And, of course, my own Finnish roots were also very instrumental in making it something natural. Uh-huh. And so it's difficult to define shamanism because it's very experiential. in it is that it's the psychotherapy of the indigenous people. Mm. And with rocks and with, you know, working with the spirits and working with the animals, power animals and our spirit animals, and working with the magic of plants, not ayahuasca, because the Queros don't do ayahuasca or San Pedro. And there's really no need for those, you know, magical plants, but more understanding the metaphysical properties of different trees and different plants energetically, and without absorbing them. And then it felt like very natural, as a very natural complement to what I was doing in astrology, because astrology can become, you know, it's more of the mind, it's based in mathematics, it's based in the sky, it's cosmic cycles, it's a lot about timing and days and months and years and all of that. And shamanism goes, I think both go very well hand in hand, because with astrology you can give very specific dates of very specific cycles and really understand them intellectually. And with shamanism there is a capacity to work on an energetic level, and there's the capacity to transmute and to clear, you know, patterns and curses and things that we have inherited from our society, from our family, from our upbringing, that so that we can become more transparent. So it's two aspects of the same coin. You know, I think sometimes it's important to have a sort of greater perspective on our lives, and that's what astrology provides. And also it's a path of self-knowledge, astrology, because truly, more than predicting the future, it's really about knowing ourselves and knowing our you know, who we really are. And we're not all equal. You know, some people do great in a monogamous relationship, others don't. Some people are very happy married, others don't. Some people love to have a very detailed, structured job, and others would die in a job like that, and they need freedom and independence. And all of that is reflected in a birth chart, which is based on a date, the date, the time, and the place of birth of the person, or a project, because not just people have a birth chart, also a project, you know, can be started at an auspicious time or not.
And it seems like
anything, a building can be built at an auspicious time or not. So everything has a birth chart, as long as it has a birth time, a birth place, a birth date, then it has a birth chart. So shamanism and astrology, for me, go very well hand in hand, and they really help to clear blocks, to understand and clear blocks. So I think astrology helps more to understand, and shamanism helps to clear it.
Yeah, and I would also imagine that if you have the clearing, then you're also able to more fully embrace whatever cycles astrologically you're in your life.
Absolutely. Well, I think already understanding where we're at, because, you know, I think, you know, we were talking about the craziness of the world right now. And it's true, if we are just following the news, and one day we're up, one day we're down, one day we're up, one day we're down, that's terrible. We're on a roller coaster all the time, and there's like all sorts of fears that we didn't have before. I mean, we're talking about your son going to school and and all those horrible things happening in schools. And in the end, it's about becoming as leveled as possible. It doesn't mean that we're indifferent. It doesn't mean that we don't care. It doesn't mean that we're not actively involved in making changes, but it means that we are not getting attached to the ups and downs. We are able to stay even no matter what happens, and to start to keep our eyes on the big picture. Because really, technically, nothing is positive, nothing is negative. It's what we do with it that makes it positive or negative. And there's, and even in very dramatic circumstances, there's always people who manage to create unbelievable things. I mean, and I'm amazed at the power of the human spirit. I'm amazed at how people are able to turn, you know, things that could seem so awful and make them into something so miraculous.
Right.
And
I agree, and it's
so it is about not forgetting that, not forgetting our resources, and I think this is where astrology can really help us, because it will really give us a sense of our true gifts and talents and our true meaning, and what is it that we came to do in this lifetime, and understanding also what we brought from other lifetimes. And shamanism helps us to become transparent, because we work on our shadows, we work on our, you know, it's so that we don't take things personally, we don't become, you know, hurt or upset or anything. We just, okay, well, it's the way it is. And but at the same time, we are transparent, which means that we let it slide around us, and it doesn't mean we're not becoming better. It doesn't mean that we cannot, there's no room for improvement, because there always is, but that we are much more, you know, we have more wisdom, more philosophical, more philosophical outlook on things. And then we can become a point of healing, because truly we don't heal anything or anyone, but if we see the situation healed, if we see, we provide the blueprint that's going to enable that situation or that person to find a way to a positive transformation. But if we become worried, if we become upset, if we become mad, if we become, we contribute to the problem. We're not part of the solution.
Right.
And now, as human beings, as light workers, as conscious people, or people, you know, striving to be more conscious, we need to realize, how can I be part of the solution? And I can be part of the solution by healing my own life, by doing as well as I can in my own environment. And that creates a healed cell, and that cell will touch another one, who will touch another one, another one. I mean, what you're doing with your radio show, you know, you're helping people help people. You're helping people have hope and see something better and something more positive, because this, we can focus on the negative for sure until doomsday.
Yes, we can.
And create doomsday just by focusing on the negative. Or we can start to be a little more aware that we are so much more beautiful than we think, so much more powerful than we know, so much more wise than we imagine. And if we start to tap in those positive aspects of ourselves, we are going to change the world.
Yeah,
and
that
we
ripple
change the
effect
world by changing ourselves.
Yes, that ripple effect is powerful. We have to go to another quick break, but stay tuned for more with Michelle Caron.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yeah! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a wonderful conversation today with Michelle Caron. She is an astrologer, a shaman, an author, and a psychic and medium. And it's rather interesting because Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, he's been on the show several times. Everybody knows who Lee Carroll is. He said the following about Michelle. She is a master astrologer. Now, this is actually Kryon who says this. She is a master astrologer who reads the Akashic Records directly. She is the first one to bring quantum astrology to this planet. Wow, Michelle. That's quite the quote. And first of all, I want you to tell our listeners what the Akashic Records are, because there are probably some people out there who don't know what they are. And then please tell us what quantum astrology is.
That's a million-dollar question. Akashic Records, it's really this huge library where all our thoughts, emotions, actions are recorded as we do them and everything we have done in all our past lives. So it's pretty much the reservoir or the library of all that we have been since creation. Uh-huh. And not all that we are still becoming as we continue our evolution.
Uh-huh. So,
and quantum astrology, well, that's a term that Kryon used through Lee Carroll. You know, I do astrology, and what I think is quantum, and the way I understand quantum is that it's multidimensional, mm-hmm. is that when I do a reading, it's not a linear reading. It's not a mathematical reading, even though it's based on mathematics and the drawing of the chart and the position of the planet, uh-huh. at the time for the place and the date of the person's birth. The way I interpret it is multidimensional. And I've been known to even do readings, correct readings, with a completely wrong data.
Oh, interesting.
And which, from an astrological point of view, makes absolutely no sense. Uh-huh. And I had actually this occurrence in Latvia, and I had, at the time I was doing readings in person, and there were all these people coming one after the other. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I confused two people, and I'm reading this lady's chart, and she's like, you know, everything I'm saying to her is extremely accurate, uh-huh. as far as she's concerned. And then she looks over my shoulder and she realizes that this is not her chart at all, that uh-huh. I was reading, you know, her chart, but it wasn't hers. And
oh,
yet everything I said was correct. And then came the person whose rightful chart it was, and logically, you know, in the normal way, I should have had exactly the same interpretation. It was a completely different interpretation,
uh-huh.
even though I was reading twice the same chart. So that's where I realized something was off. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing, and I was just doing it naturally. And when that channeling came in 2009, I was actually so grateful because it explained to me what was going on. Mm-hmm. That I do need a chart to speak to someone, But it's like it's a portal for me that where through which I access the deeper aspect of a person. But even it, with the wrong data, I can still do an accurate shot. So, which enables me to read people who don't have that time of birth, for example, who don't know that time of birth.
Right.
And a lot of people don't know that time of birth. And still do a valuable reading for them.
Mm-hmm. So if you've got the current astrological data for somebody's current life, how do you tap into the past life information or future life for that matter?
Well, there are certain aspects. I mean, we have to understand that we're not born by accident at a certain time, place, and in a certain family. This is all part of our karma, you know, and we choose our parents for many different reasons as well as our parents choose us.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it can be to have a very difficult experience. Sometimes it can be to challenge us in a certain way or to give us, you know, a push in another way. So we choose our circumstances of birth according to what we have learned and what we still need to learn. So in our birth chart are areas of challenge, areas of rewards, and which explains why some babies would be born in a wealthy family, others would be born in a powerful family, others would be born with AIDS or, you know, with, you know, famine or something else going on in their lives. And these are all experiences that we go through. So in the chart, it doesn't say exactly necessarily what we wear, you know, in details, but it does give an understanding of where we're coming from, what is the sort of theme of a group of lifetimes that we've had, and what it is that we came to transmute or change, or what is our highest destiny in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to know that, because a lot of people, you know, I always compare a chart as to a GPS. You know, we can randomly drive around and hope to hit, you know, places of interest and reach our destination, or we can take a map, plan our journey, and say, well, I'm going to stop in that museum, I'm going to take the scenic route, I'm going to visit this church or this museum. And then have a much more rewarding journey, because we know where we're going and we are making the best of what is on the way to getting there.
Mm-hmm.
So the quantum reading is really about understanding all those different layers, because a chart and a human life is extremely complex.
Sure.
I mean, we have so many aspects to ourselves, even sometimes contradictory aspects to ourselves, and how do we reconcile that? And sometimes also, you know, teachers, parents, they try to make an artistic child into a business person,
yes,
and that's never working, and yet the child doesn't know any better and does the best he can or she can to please his or her parents and teachers, and ends up in a miserable life and wakes up at 50 and say, what am I doing?
Sure.
You know, why am I not happy? What's going on? And so a reading, you know, an astrological reading really helps to understand, this is the map of the life this soul chose in this lifetime. Now, how does their life, you know, fit with that plan, and how can a person shift a little bit their life in order to become more in alignment with their plan, and therefore happier, therefore more at peace, because they're not going against the grain. They are really going with the flow of who they are in their truth.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that there are a lot of people who are sensing that they're here for a greater purpose that they have not yet found?
Oh, yeah, I find that a lot. Actually, that I would say that's the majority of the people who ask for a reading.
Yeah, and I've seen that a lot in my healing business as well, that people know. That it's like they're pre-programmed or something. They've got a sense of it, But and some people have found
it. My question is always when I hear those questions is it really a greater purpose or is it ego? You know, and some people equate, for example, a greater purpose with being rich and famous. And really, I would say that, I mean, not always, but it does happen a lot. I think what is the greatest thing we should strive towards is to be happy. Mm-hmm. And if we are happy, we have achieved the greatest enlightenment, and that's the greatest accomplishment we can have. Yeah. Because the person who's happy is content, is grateful, has appreciation, radiates his or her light around, and is a pleasure to be around, and will attract beautiful circumstances, wonderful people, wonderful opportunities. And in the end, being rich and famous, we know a lot of rich and famous people who are not happy.
Absolutely.
Who struggle. Absolutely. And who, you know, end up committing suicide or, mm-hmm. or, you know, all sorts of horrible things are occurring. So in the end, we have to ask ourselves, is this ego? Is this an image I have? Because a lot of people also want to save the planet. And in mm-hmm. the end, it's very wonderful to want to save humanity, save the planet. But in the end, if we are, you know, if we can find peace and harmony within ourselves and find peace and harmony around us and create that around us, that's already huge. Mm-hmm. That's already huge, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, some people make a huge impact on millions of people, but also kill, you know, thousands of people or do really dramatic things to get to that point.
Yes.
So
we have to go to the end.
Maybe just being happy and being at peace is an incredible achievement. Mm. Incredible. Beautiful one.
We have to go to another quick break, but when we return, we're going to learn how you can connect with Michelle for sessions or also about an exciting trip she's got coming up. Stay tuned.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to the Kristen Epchert Show here on KKNW in the Seattle area and Transformation Talk Radio. This hour is flying by, Michelle. I want to make sure that our listeners know how they can connect with you. I know that you offer private sessions. I know you've got some exciting trips coming up. How can they connect with you?
MichelleKaren.com, MichelleKaren.com.
Okay, that's simple enough. And you've got a trip coming up in Peru, correct?
Yes, Peru and Bolivia in November, from the 5th of November, 6th of November to the 26th. And it's a wonderful trip. I don't take more than 22 people. Uh-huh. And we start in Lima, then we go to the Nazca Lines, we go to Macahuasi, the stone forest. We do the from Cusco, all the Sacred Valley, Machu Picchu, Huanapicchu, Sacsayhuaman, Ollantaytambo, all those beautiful temples. And we do ceremonies and receive rites and initiations from the Keros. Because I'm the godmother now of three Kero children, so I'm considered part of their family, and they take my group as their family also, and we go to the very sacred and magical places that normally are not so popular or so touristic. And then we continue to Lake Titicaca on the Bolivian and the Peruvian side. Mm-hmm. And the Bolivian side is pretty amazing, with the Island of the Moon, the Island of the Sun. And then we continue to Pumapunku, Tiwanaku this year, which are the extraterrestrial cities that no scientist can even explain, because without technology it's impossible to explain how they were built. And along the way we do shamanic work, regression in past lives. I talk about astrology. It's really a transformative, mystical, profound journey. And we end up always being a big family, and I'm still in contact with many people who came with me in previous years.
That sounds amazing.
It's a very exciting trip, very profound, and by the end of the trip, people have seen so much. Uh-huh. You know, they are like, wow, their eyes are like, still buzzing for a year after the trip.
Well, I'm sure they come home and they're not the same person anymore.
Oh, definitely not. Yes, it does change people's lives. And even for me, I've been going so many times and so many years to Peru, and still every year I see things I've never seen before. I experience new things. I go deeper within myself. I mean, it's just an amazingly transformative place. Very profound.
That sounds like a wonderful trip. You know, at the beginning of the show, you were talking a big picture perspective from the astrological angle, what's going on in the world right now. Can you speak to some of the shamanistic perspective on what's underway?
Well, you know, the legend of the Keros is that when the eagle and the condor will fly together, the world will be at peace. And that's a very big legend there. And, of course, the eagle symbolizes North America, mm-hmm. and the condor symbolizes South America, but it also symbolizes the brain, the mind, and the heart. And it's really when the heart and the mind will come together, when the North and the South will come together as one, that we will be able to find peace. And that's, again, it's always as above, so below, you yes. know, the inner, the outer, the feminine, the masculine, is when all these opposites find their common ground that there can be a real transformation for the world at large.
And did they also predict that there would be a time of like seeming chaos or upheaval
yeah.
leading up to this?
Yes, that's we are in right now, uh-huh. absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's also why they came down from the glaciers, because they really had no reason to. They were quite, you know, well up there
uh-huh.
and quite secure and peaceful. And they did come down because they realized that they had to help. They had to bring that knowledge. And it's actually beautiful because this is a body of shamanic knowledge, one of the rare in the world, that is still alive and still evolving and has not been interfered with throughout the ages by the church or other, you know, authorities.
Right, right.
So it's still a very pure, I mean, relatively pure teaching, and that's extremely complete, very, very complete, because in many parts of the world, shamans had to abandon their practices and they were burnt, or their drums were burnt, like in Finland, for example, all the drums, there's like maybe two ancient drums surviving to this day because the church, you know, burnt all those drums.
Right,
because
right.
they knew they had magical powers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very wonderful to be in contact with the Keros, even though they have also now become a little more touched by civilization because of all our interest in what they are doing.
Uh-huh.
But there's still some remote villages. There's still some Keros who have never left their village and who are still very much a keepers of the ancient wisdom.
Yes.
So it's a very great gift to go and see them in their own country, in their own land.
I imagine.
And there's so much sacredness in the land of Peru. It's incredible. It's just, you feel it every step of the way.
We are running out of time here, but I wonder if you could just share a final message in a short, like 30 to 45 seconds for our listeners.
Well, I feel that we should really strive to have peace and to strive to have happiness. You know, we should really look for our happiness. And that's the highest form of, you know, of going towards enlightenment that we can have. Just to be happy and find this happiness.
Right. And I
think what makes us happy.
That's the opposite of what so many of us have been taught, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay, so I want to mention your website, michellekarren.com, michellekarren.com. And when is that trip to Peru?
In November.
November.
So
look at that on her website. And you also offer private sessions?
I do private shamanic sessions, private readings, astrological readings. Yes.
Fabulous. And I want to thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you very much.
And I thank you for joining us here today. And I did want to mention to you that if you like this show, please like Christine Upchurch, the professional page on Facebook. And you can follow me there. You can follow me on my personal page, Christine Upchurch, no middle name. And stay tuned because my TEDx talk should be up soon, and I'm going to be posting that. Thank you for joining us here today. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.